Chapter 5. How much debt do you really have? Before you can start on your way to financial freedom, you first have to pinpoint exactly how much debt you really have. For many people, figuring out how deeply in debt they are is like going to the dentist. You know it's good for you, but it's not always pleasant. For some people, they've already given up. They know they're in a big hole, but don't want to deal with it. But if you're serious about building positive cash flow in your life, you have to start with the fundamentals of financial literacy. Here's a quick quiz to get yourself going. Give yourself a 1 for any of the questions to which you answer yes. Do you routinely pay your bills late? Have you ever hidden a bill from your spouse? Have you neglected repairing the car because of insufficient funds? Have you bought something recently that you didn't need and couldn't afford? Do you regularly spend more than your paycheck? Have you been turned down for credit? Do you buy lottery tickets in the hope of getting out from under? Have you put off saving money for a rainy day? Does your total debt, mortgage excluded, exceed your rainy day reserve? Add up the numbers in the boxes. If your score is 0, that's great. You're already in control of your cash flow. If you scored in the 1 to 5 range, you may want to think about reducing your debt by following Rich Dad's program. If you scored in the 6 to 9 range, watch out. You may be headed toward financial disaster. If you really want to gain control of your cash flow, you're going to need 3 key ingredients: figuring out where you are financially, personal discipline, and a game plan that's going to take you where you want to go. First, fill out your own financial statement, including an income statement listing all of your income and expenses, and a balance sheet, including all of your assets and liabilities. Is it difficult to change your habits? You bet it is. It depends on you and how eager you are to take control of your financial life. Remember, you don't have to do any of these steps. But if you don't, you'll just remain where you are in the current rat race of spending your paycheck on bills that never stop coming. Now, while you don't have to cut up your credit cards, you do have to follow a debt reduction plan. The first 2 steps in doing this are: 1. Pay yourself first. Whenever you get a paycheck, the first bill you pay is to yourself, not the car payment, not the mortgage or rent money. Pay yourself a decent bit of money, then immediately put that money into a separate investment savings account. And don't touch it until you're ready to invest it in some way. 2. Your next step is to cut back on what I call doodads. Those are those extra things in life that we all crave but really don't need. It might be a fancy car, or going out to dinner at expensive restaurants, or really sharp clothes. Whatever your doodads are, just stop that habit of purchasing them impulsively. Admittedly, this is where your self-discipline and willpower come into play. But if you really want to get out of debt, you need to adopt the old-fashioned virtue of delayed gratification. Now, if you have listened to our other audiobooks, you may think we are changing our advice. While Rich Dad believes in expanding your means to be able to afford any lifestyle you want, there are times when you have to stop and take other measures to get started on the right track. The following advice and the Take Control of Your Cash Flow formula from Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant are designed to help you take those drastic steps that will help you start a plan for a better financial future. Okay, you've decided to discipline yourself and take control of your cash flow. Here are the next steps. 1. Review your financial statement that you just created. 2. Determine which quadrant of the cash flow quadrant you receive your income from today. In case you have not listened to my previous programs, the cash flow quadrant is a large square divided into 4 smaller squares. The upper left square is the E quadrant, or the employee. The lower left square is the S quadrant, or the self-employed person. On the upper right is the B quadrant, the big business owner, and on the lower right is the I quadrant, or the investor. So, which quadrant are you receiving your money from now? An employee, a self-employed person, a big business owner, or an investor? 3. Determine which quadrant you want to receive the bulk of your income from in 5 years. E, S, B, or I. 4. Begin your cash flow management plan. A. Pay yourself first. Put aside a set percentage from each paycheck or each payment you receive from other sources. Deposit that money into an investment savings account. Once your money goes into the account, never take it out until you are ready to invest it. Congratulations! You have just started managing your cash flow. B. Focus on reducing your personal debt. The following are some simple and ready-to-apply tips for reducing and eliminating your personal debt. Tip number 1. If you have credit cards with outstanding balances, 1. Cut up all your credit cards except for 1 or 2. 2. Any new charges you add to the one or two cards you now have must be paid off every month. Do not incur any further long-term debt. Tip number two, come up with $150 to $200 extra per month. Now that you are becoming more and more financially literate, this should be relatively easy to do. If you cannot generate an additional $150 to $200 per month, then your chances for achieving financial freedom may be only a pipe dream. Tip number three, apply the additional $150 to $200 to your monthly payment of only one of your credit cards. You will now pay the minimum plus the $150 to $200 on that one credit card. Pay only the minimum amount due on all other credit cards. Often people try to pay a little extra each month on all their cards, but those cards surprisingly never get paid off. Tip number four. Once the first card is paid off, then apply the total amount you were paying each month on that card to your next credit card. You are now paying the minimum amount due on the second card plus the total monthly payment you were paying on your first credit card. Continue this process with all your credit cards and other consumer credits such as store charges. With each debt you pay off, apply the full amount you were paying on that debt to the minimum payment of your next debt. As you pay off each debt, the monthly amount you are paying on the next debt will escalate.